example policies.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Jackson County jury delivered a $600,000 verdict against the state of Missouri after a deputy warden claimed he faced retaliation after reporting discrimination at a minimum security prison near downtown Kansas City. Bryant Holmes, a 53-year-old black man, alleged a white female supervisor sexually harassed him at work. And a shooting incident occurred early Wednesday morning in Garden City. J.P. Bizet has more.
Garden City police found 27-year-old Braxton Lloyd with gunshot wounds, and he was rushed to St. Catherine Hospital and later transferred to a Wichita hospital, where he tragically passed away. Lloyd had been out for the night and was picked up by a family member. An altercation occurred between Lloyd and another family member inside their residence. Reports indicate that Lloyd produced a firearm and threatened the family members, leading him to being shot. The investigation is still ongoing, and no arrests have been made.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with the new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A Northwest Kansas man has been arrested following a high-speed pursuit that ended near Beaver City. Shortly after 1:30 p.m. on Monday, Furnas County Dispatch received information from Norton County, Kansas, that a Norton County deputy was in pursuit of a vehicle on rural roads headed for Nebraska southeast of Beaver City. The Norton County deputy discontinued the pursuit near the Nebraska-Kansas state line, and a Furnas County Sheriff's deputy was then dispatched to the area in an attempt to locate the vehicle. Shortly after 2:30 p.m., the Furnas County deputy found the vehicle in the area of Road 432 and Road 702, traveling at approximately 80 miles per hour, at which time the deputy attempted to stop the vehicle. However, the vehicle did not stop, and a pursuit was initiated. But because of poor road conditions, the deputy eventually lost sight of the vehicle, which prompted deputies to search the area for the vehicle. At around 3:15 p.m., deputies located the vehicle abandoned in a field, and the driver had fled on foot. A perimeter was then set up to contain the subject, at which point the Nebraska State Patrol was requested for assistance. At approximately 5:30 p.m., a Nebraska State Patrol K-9 trooper spotted the subject on foot attempting to flee, and several deputies and troopers were then able to converge on the subject, identified as 32-year-old Derek Horasek of Almena, Kansas, and he was taken into custody without further incident. Horasek is housed at the Furnas County Jail and is awaiting arraignment on charges of speeding, felony flight to avoid arrest, and willful reckless driving. A search of Horasek and his vehicle did not find any drugs or other contraband. Senator Roger Marshall said he's asking for input from Kansans on the new farm bill, and he's launched a website with a survey seeking input from the agriculture community in Kansas as the Senate is currently in the early stages of drafting the new farm bill. Marshall said in a news release that this legislation needs to deliver the critical resources and support that our farmers, ranchers, growers, and producers have long relied upon, and that's why he's asking members of Kansas's agriculture community to take their 2023 Farm Bill survey. He said the input through the survey will be informative as they continue their work on this important piece of legislation, and he added that they only write a farm bill every 5 years, so it's important that they get it right. To participate in the survey, you can visit marshall.senate.gov/services/farm-bill. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will host its next public meeting at noon tomorrow, March 9th, at the Ramada Hotel and Convention Center in Topeka. The meeting will begin with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, the approval of past minutes, and public comment on non-agenda items. Commissioners will then hear the secretary's orders for deer season permit quotas for 2023 before discussing and voting on proposed regulation changes that include KAR 115-89 for camping, KAR 115-823 bait hunting, and KAR 115-825 trail game cameras and other devices. Following the public hearing portion of the meeting, commissioners will hear an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a brief legislative update and general discussion period. Commissioners will then hear several workshop session items, which are proposed regulation changes that may be voted on at a future date. And before adjourning, commissioners will once again set aside time for public comment on non-agenda items. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually by Zoom, and virtual participants can access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on April 27th at the Wyandotte County Historical Museum in Bonner Springs. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on Monday, March 6th, the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. at the Alice Tweet Center by President Jennifer Miller. Five members were present, so a quorum was declared, and bills and payroll were approved for payment. Superintendent Corey Roy recognized many student activities that are succeeding and representing the Blue Jays well. Girls wrestling took 5 to state this year and continue to grow the program. Boys wrestling took 2nd at state this year. The boys and girls basketball ended their season in the semifinal sub-state round in Russell. The Jay Singers will be singing at a Kansas City Royals game this spring. Forensics won the MCL League title. And Bill Johnson has won the 2023 Newcomer Promising Athletic Director from the KIAAA. Superintendent Roy then gave the floor to Mrs. Murray to speak about kindergarten roundup, and she reported that they're looking at having 50 to 60 kindergartners for the 2023-2024 school year. Keith Hauser presented the K-12 cybersecurity policy to the board, and John Granberry motioned to approve the K-12 cybersecurity plan, with Michael Terry seconding the motion, and the motion passed 6-0. Chris Delamont, along with 6 of the JAGK students, did a presentation for the board, and Mikhail Olive, Aragon Garza, Tyler Malding, Ashlyn Talent, and Kira Talent were the student presenters. JAGK, or Jobs for American Graduates, is a program designed to get students ready for life post-graduation, and it focuses on career exploration, community building, employability skills, and student leadership. Superintendent Roy presented an outline of potential expenditures for capital outlay for the board to discuss, and no action was taken at that time. And Superintendent Roy explained to the board that the potential LOB percentage to be used for the next fiscal year must be reported to the KSDE by March 22, 2023. He suggested to the board that they report 33%, which is not binding, and a motion was made by Ryan Katz and seconded by Michael Terry to allow the USD 211 board clerk to report to KSDE that they may raise the LOB to 33% for the next fiscal year. The motion carried 5-1, with Sean Katz voting no. Jennifer Miller gave an update on the last NCK-SEC board meeting, and Michael Terry stated that he had an upcoming PDC meeting. And Superintendent Roy presented the board with information to review on the upcoming negotiations. He asked the board for suggestions before March 31st of 2023, when the negotiation letters will be exchanged. After 2 executive sessions to discuss personnel matters pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under KOMA, a motion was made by Jennifer Miller and seconded by Dino Winty to accept the retirement of kindergarten teacher Gail Roy, with much appreciation for her 18 years in Norton and a total of 37 years in education. The motion carried 6-0. And a motion was made by Jennifer Miller and seconded by Michael Terry to accept the nomination of Mason Urban for the 7th through 12th grade Woods instructor for the 2023-2024 school year. And the motion carried 6-0. President Jennifer Miller then adjourned the meeting at 9:19 p.m. A celebration of life for Terry Hager, 81 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, March 10th at the Norton Christian Church, and an interment with military honors will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Terry Hager Memorial Fund and will be used for scholarships for FFA members and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Investing can seem complicated. That's why I take time to listen, understand your needs, and explain without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The National Farmers Union Annual Convention concluded yesterday in San Francisco. NFU President Rob LaRue says the group's top priorities focus on ensuring fairness for farmers.
It's hard to talk about any of the issues confronting agriculture. Now, talking about the Farmers Union's Fairness for Farmers campaign, a campaign that is really trying to lift up and show folks exactly what the kind of the monopolization of agriculture is facing. This is everything from right to repair to making sure that we have better cattle markets, make sure that farmers are getting fair prices, that there's truth in labeling. Part of this, of course, is also with an eye toward the next farm bill.
LaRue adds that the good news is many in Washington are listening.
The nice thing about these issues is that when you explain them, they're easily understood. And everything from consumers to Republicans and Democrats understand the challenges here. And so we do think that there are real opportunities to make some progress.
That all comes, as LaRue says, NFU membership is increasing.
I think our message is getting out there, right? When you speak truth to a lot of these challenges that family farmers and ranchers are facing these days, and just all of the pressure against them, trying to do the right thing, trying to make agriculture much more fair for everyone, no guarantees, of course, for anybody, but at least a fair shake. That's what everybody wants. And so I think that message that Farmers Union delivers out there consistently and the progress that we're making is getting some attraction.
NFU delegates also passed a special order of business centered on reform to the nation's dairy policy. Next year's National Farmers Union Convention takes place in Scottsdale, Arizona. The updated calendar year runoff forecast for the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City continues to be below average. That updated forecast, 21.5 million acre feet, that's 16% below average. Runoff during the month of February was 14% below normal at 1 million acre feet. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
It takes balance to be successful in farming, because what you get out of it depends on what you put in. Thankfully, Corteva Agriscience has a biological product that naturally captures nitrogen from the air, Nutricia N Nutrient Efficiency Optimizer. It's a sustainable way to add balance to your traditional nitrogen methods and maximize your yield potential. Embrace a balanced approach to nitrogen management this season by visiting Corteva.us.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We still have that frontal boundary drifting around just off to our south, and low-pressure systems are moving along it with some precipitation likely for at least some of our state today into tomorrow evening. Kansas is on the cool side of that boundary, and most of the rain will stay to our south, but we do stand a good chance of getting some rain late tonight into early Thursday for most of our state. Looks like upper 30s in the western high plains again today as that cooler air filters in from the northern plains. We'll be in the 40s in the eastern counties, warming up a little bit by tomorrow and especially Friday. On the map heading into the afternoon, the frontal boundary runs from the central Rockies down through Oklahoma and northern Texas and off into the Mississippi Valley. High pressure is up to our north, and we have cool air covering our state today. Temperatures a little bit below average and some cloud cover for most of the afternoon. Showers will be popping up in the central and eastern counties through the rest of today as a low pressure wave crosses our state. By this evening, showers will be spreading over most of the central plains with low pressure moving across northern Texas. That low will stall out overnight and strengthen a little bit, so rain will be possible for most of our state, and we may see a few thunderstorms overnight along a trough over central Kansas. Looking at Thursday, we'll have a low near the Panhandle and another low over northern Texas. Rain and thunderstorms for about the eastern two-thirds of Kansas, just scattered showers in our western counties. Today's highs in the northwestern counties, mid to upper 30s with low 30s overnight, low to mid 40s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 30s. Mid 40s northeast and mid to upper 30s for the overnight hours. Southwest, low 40s today, low 30s overnight. Mid 40s to low 50s south central, tonight we're in the upper 30s and low 40s. Southeast, low 50s and mid 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.